Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Dave Kim for 107 Ferndale Radio. I had a chance to interview one of the biggest buzz bands of 2019, at least in my humble opinion. Her name is Grace Shaw, but better known as Mallrat. If you have SiriusXM, you listen to Alt Nation. Groceries was a critical cut earlier this year, and it just started gaining some traction. She performed at the Pike Room inside the Crowfoot in Pontiac on September 19th, so I had a chance to talk to her before the show. Very humble person, despite her already young success, and it was really cool to talk to her. She released an EP called Driving Music earlier in September as well. So listen to the interview. She's pretty cool, and hopefully she'll come back to town within the next year or so if you missed her at the Crowfoot. So here is me talking to Mallrat on 107 Ferndale Radio. I just want to get close to me.
Congrats on the EP as well.
Thank you.
So you put out this EP, and then you put out an EP last year. Are you working on an actual full length?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Will it be all new music, or will it be some of it handpicked from previous?
It'll probably be all new music. I haven't gotten very far into it, so I can't really give you a good description of it. But it'll probably be all new music.
So I read an interview you did with, I think it was V Magazine. You said, so obviously you like doing shows, and the excitement of seeing fans, but you weren't looking forward to logistics of touring.
Yeah.
So how's it been?
No, it's been, well, it's only day two.
Okay. we're in the honeymoon phase.
So, it's just cause I just miss like being at home and hanging outside. And we've done a bunch of tours this year. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I would have liked a little bit more time off. But I'm excited about these shows.
Have you, during the off times, like, I mean, earlier today, have you been able to kind of explore Detroit area at all or no?
We just drove from Chicago to Detroit and then literally, like, got lunch and then came here. So there hasn't been off time yet.
So EP, Driving Music, the cover of it is actually, I think it fits Michigan really well. We really love our cars here, especially in Detroit, despite GM having a strike right now. But what is it about just the imagery of, I like that you had this, like the transport truck taking all those cars away. Was there any kind of, was it at random or was there a specific purpose for that cover art?
There wasn't a specific purpose. It was a photo I took when we were on tour here earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. I forget exactly where we were, but somewhere in America. And I just took that photo and I needed a cover for my EP and I thought it kind of fitted nicely. And it also is, the picture is like so cold. And that's kind of, I think a lot of the songs on the EP are quite like cold and blue.
I mean, all the music's great, but I love the lyrics in When I Get My Braces Off about you can hear a voice that says, tell me I'm ugly, or telling you to shut the fuck up. I interpreted it as an internal voice in your head.
Yeah.
That's kind of like self-doubt. I was wondering if other people maybe thought it was other people talking shit to you. To me, it's like, wow, because most people have gone through that with like self-doubts and kind of insecurities, but it seemed like you had such confidence at such a young age. Was that always the case?
Well, that song, actually, I wish I had that confidence. That's like written for my sister.
Oh, okay.
My baby sister. And that's like, I wanted her to have something that she could listen to when she's on the bus, that she could like relate to and feel mm-hmm. strong when she listens to it. So that's all from her perspective. I guess I should ask her those questions.
What was her reaction the first time she heard the song?
She loves the song. I was scared to show her. I thought maybe she wouldn't like it. But she really, it's her favorite song ever. So that made me happy.
Aw. I mean, I'm sure that's kind of like her friends feel like, wow, so I got this for my sibling on their birthday, but we didn't write a whole song and put it in an EP for her.
Yeah, I wasn't going to put it on the EP because I assumed that she wouldn't like it. And then when she liked it, I was like, oh, okay, I'll put it on for you.
So, obviously, I think you've already hit that cusp of people knowing who you are. I heard you when I have SiriusXM, so I heard Groceries as a critical cut. I'm sure a lot of people did that as well. When you found out it was getting such national attention here, did that catch you off guard, or did your people here tell you that, hey, this is on the way?
I don't really remember exactly. I'm so amazed that I'm getting played on the radio in America, because I know that's kind of hard to crack that. So I'm really happy about that, and it means I can tour here more. So I'm really excited about it.
Australia's always been a great source of music, especially in the rock world. But I feel like in the last few years, there's been a lot of great artists, especially in the alt indie world, with like Eliza and the Delusionals are getting really great airplay here. I'm a big fan of Alex Leahy, Middle Kids, Hatchie, and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Particularly, I mean, all these groups, one and you, have in common are just strong women. Is that something that's always been supported back in Australia?
I mean, I haven't been around long enough to reflect on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've only been making music for probably 4 years, and I'm only 20.
Or growing up with like artists that you listened to, was it?
I honestly, when I was little, I probably didn't listen to much Australian music, but definitely I can attest to the fact that there's such like a beautiful community mm-hmm. in Australian music, and feels like people are always encouraging each other or like going to see each other's concerts and stuff. It's not really, yeah, especially like all the girls, feels like everybody is friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
Is there I know your, as you said, your experience is a little bit limited, but the music scene in Australia, the music scene here, are there any jarring differences between the two, aside from cultural?
I mean, pop isn't as big. Like, I feel like Australia's got a really like healthy ecosystem for music, except for pop.
Really?
You know, like there are only a small handful of pop artists that have broken internationally, like 5 Seconds of Summer. You could say Iggy Azalea. Who else? That's kind of it. You know, like I'm sure there's one or two more.
Yeah.
But
hipsters would love to live in Australia, though.
Yeah. No, we have a really strong indie music scene. But I think it would be... But even within Australia, like, not necessarily people that haven't broken out, like, it seems everyone's a little bit scared of pop.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in America, I don't think
there's that. No fear of pop here. But even, like, our music festivals now, like the Lollapalooza, Coachella's, Bonnaroo's, a lot of the headliners now,
like
kind of top 40 artists. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So do you find that it's going to get to that point, or is it still kind of...
I hope so. I feel like there's a lot of new Australian artists that are more pop than they have been before. I feel like people are becoming more ambitious.
I feel like also with the age of streaming, so many people, like back in the day, I mean, I'm quite a bit older than you, so back in the day, when I was a kid, a lot of people just listened to a specific genre, maybe one or two genres of I'm only going to get CDs or tapes from these particular artists, where now you can literally, everything's in the palm of your hand with streaming, and you can listen to all these different genres. Have you always listened to different types of music, or is there something you kind of gravitated towards more?
I've always listened to everything, I think. Even like when I was a baby, my parents would play me like country music to like help me fall asleep, and I still do that now. Like whenever like I'm trying to sleep on the bus or something, or on the plane, I play like country music. And then I love pop and folk and electronic music, and I love hip hop. A bit of everything.
Really? Who are some of your favorite hip hop artists?
Kanye is my favorite.
Okay.
And I love ASAP Rocky, and I love Lil Wayne. And Azalea Banks.
Were you heartbroken on the news that Nicki Minaj is retiring?
I was a bit sad, but also I felt it coming a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like she was getting a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that she's like, I think if it's her heart's not in it anymore, it's better to quit.
Yeah.
Like,
and she's left for what, like 10, 15 years? She's left quite a musical legacy.
Such a legacy. And also, she's always talked about wanting to go start a family, like,
yeah,
in the Pink Print. She, like, talks about it so much. So you know, she's given us enough. And very, yeah, you know.
So what I really love about that Girls' Dream music video is, honestly, I think it's your NASCAR Home Depot jig. And I know you worn it at shows, too. What is the story behind it? Is NASCAR big in Australia?
No,
or is
I got
it...
that in Japan.
Oh, okay.
And I just saw it, and I was like, I need that. Because it's so, it's like...
Was it like at a Japanese thrift store, or how?
It was like in a vintage store. And, yeah, it's like... four sizes too big, and it's so comfortable. Hey, Denim, do you have your matching NASCAR jacket with you, or is it at the hotel?
Matching NASCAR jackets. Wow.
Denim's got a green one. It's so cool.
That's outstanding. And you wear that together on stage?
We haven't. In Adelaide, we wore them around.
No, on stage, it's been off.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, we've won.
I just feel like there's a whole like dance routine you can do with that.
Yeah, we got to wear them more. Yeah, but yeah, I got it in Japan.
It's so like a regular story for you, but to me, that's such a unique, awesome story. Like I thought, oh yeah, we were down south somewhere in Tennessee, and I saw it there. But nope, Japan.
And the weirdest thing is, I got it from a vintage store, right, and then. Like a few weeks later, this DJ that I follow on Instagram, who's Japanese, her name's Taigara, I saw her wearing the exact same one. I was like, I have that jacket. Like, and she's like, oh, I borrowed it from this vintage store, and it was the one that I bought it from.
Oh.
So it was from a photo shoot that she'd done a few months ago, wearing the exact actual jacket that I bought. And I thought that was so crazy.
So I guess this thrift store really specializes in NASCAR gear. So you, with this tour with All Day, once this kind of winds, I know it just began, but once it winds down, what's next for you? Are you going to try to already maybe do some festivals next summer looking ahead, or
I think so. I think we're probably gonna do stuff here. Like, I think our first American show next year is in February.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it'll be another headlining tour, like a spring leg, or no?
No, it's like a festival.
Gotcha.
And then I think there'll be more festivals in the summer.
Okay. And then going back to possibly a full length, when do you think that's going to happen? Or is that like
hopefully
not
sometime
even...
next year? But yeah, it's really like I haven't made much progress with it yet, so I couldn't give you a good ETA.
Do you have time to write or even think about new music while you're on the road, or are you always concentrated about how to deliver the best show possible?
I wouldn't say it's because I don't have time because I'm thinking about delivering the best show. I would say it's more like I like having my own space to write, and like you're always around people when you're on tour, so it's kind of hard to get in that zone. But I do make a lot of beats when I'm on tour, so that's something.
Do you DJ too, or is it
not
production?
Really. When I was little, I DJed, but just like friends' parties. I don't really, but I produce.
Okay. Are you working on producing other artists at the moment, or are you still kind of, you're a little busy right
now? I would really like to do that, but I haven't done it yet.
Any thoughts of like starting a label?
No. To be honest.
No, I do not want to be the boss.
That's an interest. I haven't thought of that. Do you think I should?
Yeah. I mean, you love to produce, or just have your own, like, be like Rick Rubin and just have some kind of like go-to production studio name.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's a good idea.
So you're already thinking about like 20 years from now?
Maybe I should do that.
So while you're on the tour bus, you said you listen to country to try to fall asleep, but other things to pass the time? Do you stream music? Do you Netflix, or what are you doing?
Just music and trying to sleep. Like, and making beats, that's the other thing. But today on the bus, I realized that I can sleep on the floor, and I can completely, because there's so many people in our bus this tour that there's not enough rows for anybody to lie down on the seats.
Okay.
But I can lie down on the floor, so.
See, it's all about maximizing space.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. This has been awesome. And again, I've just been really stoked to hear it. The first time I heard the Critical Cut, and then just listening to the rest of the EPs. So yeah, congrats on everything.
Thank you so much.